response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason, Duck? It's here.
With your hosts.
Love these guys.
Dan Wiederer and Mark Grody.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome into the Take the North podcast, along with Dan Wiederer of The Athletic. I am Mark Grody of 104.3 The Score. Dan, how are you?
Grody, we did it. We did it. We survived another offseason. We have now made it to the doorstep of 2026 Chicago Bears training camp. I feel excited. I feel energized. I feel excited to answer your question of how I'm doing. Energized and excited are the two adjectives I would go to.
Oh, that's awesome. Me too. Like, I had a little bit of time off, and it was the first time I can remember in a long time where I actually used days off to refresh myself, like sleep in, got to catch up with some people that I haven't been able to hang out with for a while. But I felt for once in my life healthier after some time off. So yeah, we are both pumped up. We are on the verge, man. The Bears season is beginning. Man, people say it's training camp. The NFL season is about to begin. We are on the eve of legitimacy for training camp and hearing from all the powers that be at Hallis Hall, all of which we will bring you here on the Take the North podcast. But Dan, I thought I would let you kind of lead us through today's episode because we thought it would be a good time to revisit the five things we wanted answered before camp.
This is amazing. And I had a lot of fun going back and listening to that episode. This episode that we're talking about was recorded in mid-February. It was after the Super Bowl had been played. It was before we had gone to the combine to get answers from the Bears head coach, general manager, and others about where the direction of the team was headed. And so there were questions that you and I asked each other about. What questions do we need answered before we have report date at Hallis Hall? Well, report date at Hallis Hall is coming. It is right here for us. And so now it was like, okay, let's go look stop by stop at the five questions that back in February we wanted answered, and we'll figure out what answers we got and maybe some that we didn't. Okay. So you on board for that? You're getting on the train?
I am down with it. I am pumped up. Let's rock it out, buddy.
You know, if we're going to do this like I just said the train, maybe we make the sound of the L. Doom, doom.
Oh,
next
as long as it's not the as long as it's not the band train.
No, that's a whole other episode. Don't have time for that today.
We're done with those episodes. No more screwing around. No more silly music.
Oh, there'll be time sometime in August for us to get to one of those. But the sound of the L doors, ding. Next stop, left tackle. All right. This was the first question we wanted answered before training camp began. And if you remember, we were at a point where we did not know in February where the Bears were going to turn. Were they going to go get a rookie in the draft? Were they going to find a one-year bridge option? Were they going to try to mix and match from within? And so we were curious back in February. I did want to play you this soundbite from the episode that we did a little more than 5 months ago about the left tackle, and we'll pick up the discussion from there.
Look, like if I'm Ben Johnson, I don't want to step into training camp in late July trying to run it back with a three-man competition for my starting left tackle job, right? Like tried, didn't work. Things just never really got the momentum that they needed them to get at that position in 2025. And so I think you have to be really, really determined, I guess, to get the answer to this question. I'm okay with there being a competition. I'm okay with there being a pecking order, but I think you need to step foot in that first team meeting at training camp with clarity on where you want this thing to head. Certainly much more so than a year ago, and definitely more than we have right now with all the questions that we have about all the players you mentioned.
So Mark Grody, do we have clarity at left tackle as we walk into training camp?
I mean, I don't know if the answer is a definite yes, but I kind of do feel like there's clarity because it sure felt a whole lot like the indication from the offseason program. And let's be clear, Ben Johnson said the real competitions won't start until training camp. If they're giving us the glimpses that I think they're giving us, it's Braxton Jones. And, you know, we saw Theo Benedict on the other side of the line if he was in the competition. And who knows what changes in training camp. Didn't see a whole lot of Jedrick Wills out there, especially with the first team at left tackle. So based on what we saw of Braxton Jones, the way he's moving around, the way he looks, the way he's showed up to at least the offseason program, Dan, I think we do have a little bit more clarity, and it's Braxton Jones.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And now it's Braxton's responsibility, I guess, and duty to show that the steps forward he thinks he made, both health-wise, confidence-wise, and ability-wise over the offseason can pay off once, as we know, as Ben has said a number of times, the pads come on and the offensive linemen are asked to prove themselves in camp, which they will be asked to do here in a matter of days. Braxton's got to really put his grip in that job and tell anybody else competing for it, get out. You know, get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm good with this.
But, you know, I, in the back of my head, there's always the nuclear option, what we saw against the Rams. Like, if all else fails, move Joe Tooney out and Jordan McFadden, who still is on the roster on the inside.
But what a note you just made there. Like, the Bears took their all-pro left guard and had to start him at left tackle in a season-ending loss. You know what I mean? Like, the season was on the line, and that's where they had to go. You don't want to have to do that.
No, right. That's why it's a nuclear option. Yeah.
So hopefully they go into the regular season and into the more meaningful games in the middle of the season with an opportunity to really see it through with Braxton Jones. Our next stop on the train here, ding dong, is the secondary. Back in February, we were very curious to know what a secondary reboot was going to look like. Don't forget, they had all four safeties coming on a contract. That was Kevin Byard, Jaquan Brisker, Elijah Hicks, and Jonathan Owens. They had Nashawn Wright up for free agency. They had CJ Gardner-Johnson up for free agency. There was a lot of questions about what was going to happen in the secondary. And we said, we want to know before we get to training camp, what does the secondary look like and what is its identity? Mark Grody, what do you think about the identity of this totally refurbished secondary that they have?
Yeah, look, it was a shocker, in my opinion, that they didn't bring Byard back, maybe to a lesser degree, same deal on Jaquan Brisker, but it did leave you with this very empty feeling in the secondary. But I couldn't be more pleased with the signing of Kobe Bryant, with the drafting of Dylan Thienemann, obviously having been discussed as one of the two or three best safeties in all of the draft. So I like what they did there. Jalen Johnson in the offseason program, looking like Jalen Johnson again. That made me happy. The drafting of Malik Muhammad. I don't know exactly where he fits in, but I like that the Bears went after the Texas product, that Terrell Smith is back. Suddenly, everything is looking up in the secondary, whereas when they were safety-less, it was like, it felt, like I said, very empty.
And this is one of those situations where I think it's a reminder of how fluid plans can be, right? And the Bears had to have a number of different plans as they walked into this offseason for how they could potentially address some of these holes. Ultimately, they landed with a free agency option in Kobe Bryant, who they paid a lot of money to come upgrade the speed on the back end of the defense.
Yeah.
And then they sort of let the draft board come to them in April, and they added more speed with Dylan Thienemann, who, again, from people you talk to around the building, that there's just such a high level of respect for how this kid goes about his business and how his track speed, the stuff that he put on film at the combine, the straight line 40 time, marries into play speed, which is when you take your God-given explosion and you pair it with football instincts, and then this is your play speed. And so this combination of Thienemann and Bryant, I think they have high hopes for what it can do for them defensively. You and I think, are both on of the same mindset of, like, Kyler and Jalen have to prove themselves to Dennis Allen and Ben Johnson. And then Tyreek Stevenson's got to answer the bell in a contract year. And so that's part of this entire secondary conversation that I think is going to be really fun to get a pulse on as training camp begins.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Kyler. I did not mention Kyler Gordon, but that might be the most significant thing to watch and develop throughout training camp.
Well, that siren means that the train's got to stop here at another stop. Ding dong.
Love a good red line delay.
This is a popular stop here, and appropriately a delayed stop here often. It's the pass rush. And we were wondering in February, how will the pass rush get better by the time we get to training camp? And I think you could ask this question, how will the pass rush get better by the time we get to the regular season? I hope you like to hear yourself talk, because this is Mark Grody from back in February talking about this very topic.
One of the things, and I keep on asking the question about Austin Booker, and is he good? I'm excited to see what they have like going into this season. It could be good, because Austin Booker could make the jump. There are signs in Austin Booker's play that the Bears might have something in Austin Booker. So that's one. Montez Sweat, the other, double-digit sacks. As he can continue, there's still an expectation from Montez Sweat to boost his sack numbers. The hiring from within concept that we've had here on Take the North. Yeah. Mark Turner, and I get that he's not a pass rusher, but he's a key interior guy who can play multiple positions along the line. Grady Jarrett's got to be better. Jervon Dexter's got to be better in that way. So I think there's a lot with what they have on the roster that you can make better. Also, with the Bears drafting at number 25, do you go offensive line or do you go defensive line or defensive end? Right now, I am team defense when it comes to that. You can help yourself in this draft.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe I know a guy just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, they went defense. It just happened to be a safety. Yeah, I don't really think much has changed. And the whole thing is hearing into my voice and other people, it's just wish casting. It's if these guys are, they can be better. They haven't been particularly good. It was nice to see Dio Dangbo participating in the offseason program, but no, nothing has really changed in terms of the Bears. They still need to be better with the pass rush. And there's nothing obvious, at least, to suggest that they will be better.
Every single player that you rattled off there in that soundbite has an opportunity to get better in 2026. And every single player in that list needs to get better because, again, there wasn't a lot of outside help brought in here, exterior or interior, in terms of improving the pass rush. And so you've got to figure that out, you know, and so this is a challenge here during camp is finding an identity, bringing out the best in all those players, doing what Dennis Allen promised that they would do, which is focus on fundamentals, improve things like stance and get off and all the other things that get you off to a good start and a down. And then you've got to have guys that can finish, which you can't finish in training camp. You just got to pretend to finish. And then you hope that they give you credit in the team meeting for sacking a guy because you can't touch that guy in the red jersey. Right. It's orange jersey. This is really interesting because I think most of the world that follows the Bears closely hoped that there would be more resources poured into improving this. And instead it's sort of an improve from within project that we're going to have to watch over the next 6 weeks, get them in shape to play a regular season game.
Right. And it is, and the last thing I'll say about this is it feels like it's a huge year for Dennis Allen, I think, and for his staying power with his defense. He was, you know, challenged by Ben Johnson, like he challenged all of his coaches. And as you alluded to, you know, he stood up there at the podium and told us about, you know, we spent too much time maybe with installation and we need to get back to the basics and the get off, as you mentioned. All of that is real. They were literally doing get off drills during some of the portions of practice that we got to see during the offseason program. So they know the clock is ticking right now on the defense and even on the defensive coordinator.
And you hope you can improve your pass rush with better play from the secondary, and you can improve your pass rush by sending pressure from linebackers and DBs when the timing makes sense. So DA on that front will have to be at the controls and ready. We've got some more Mark Grody archive audio to listen to here at stop number four, which is, what is the next frontier for QB1 Caleb Williams per Ben Johnson? So that was a question we wanted to ask in February and have answers to in July. I think we're close to there, but before we get to our modern day analysis, let's hear Mark Grody from back in February.
We learned from the postseason press conferences that Ryan Poles and Ben Johnson probably feel a lot about Caleb Williams the way people listening and watching him do. Yeah, he's your quarterback. He's definitely your quarterback. You prove that. He proved that he makes elite throws. He's proved that you could win because of him. It's just the consistency throughout the whole game. I mean, and you know, it's accuracy as you indicated, you know, it's just, and I don't know how obsessively I'm going to look at completion percentage, but we just eye test stuff throughout a game that we know simple throws when he is as you, you know, the runner's ball. We can go back to that again, putting players in better situations to make plays. And I think that that's all stuff that he can continue to work on and making sure. And he got way better at all this stuff too, like finding the right guy in the right situation. But there are still too many times where we're going back and looking and say, that could have been a play that was made. Why didn't you throw to that guy? So decision making too. I think decision making throughout the course of a game can be better in the making of in knowing that this is your quarterback and making this quarterback better.
Grody, I love that you used the phrase eye test there, because I do think this is one of those camp eye tests that we're going to be able to apply on a number of different facets of Caleb's game. Number one, there's been talk all offseason about how much more comfortable in the system he is and how that should translate to him playing with more efficiency. So what does that look like in August of 2026 versus when Caleb said in August of 2025 he felt like he was drowning waiting for a boat, right? Like, we'll be able to see that with our eyes. Does he look like he's thrashing, or does he look like he's treading water and gliding through that water and getting ready to surf if there's a wave that comes by? And so that's part of that. I think we've talked a lot over the last few months about improving the completion percentage, and not only the completion percentage, but the ball placement and making sure you get the maximum gain out of every play. That's very important to Ben Johnson, both of those things. So they've allowed us to see the sort of test that they're asking Caleb to take during this training camp. And then along with that, I think there's just this belief that Caleb's extended play gifts can produce even more than they did last year. We know some of the huge moments that they produced, but I think the Bears feel very strongly that if they can get the whole offense working in unison, that some of that extended play production is going to go skyrocketing in 2026.
Right. And part of the new frontier is, as you say, for Caleb Williams too, is going to be, he's going to have 4,000 yards. I'll be shocked if, you know, obviously injury and all that stuff, which is not part of his story, but you factor in everything. He's going to have 4,000 yards this season. And the other thing I'll say too is, based on what I said, and I know you agreed with a lot of what I said, that's all been reinforced by Ryan Poles, Ben Johnson, and maybe mostly by JT Barrett, the quarterback's coach. They all know that. Like, when Ryan Poles was asked about the contract last year, they said, let's see him do it a little bit more. Let's be patient. Let's wait till this. He's going to get the extension, but the extent to how much and what he actually is, let's just give it a few more games. It's all there. All the ingredients are there. Just a few more of the fundamental things, the basic things, and then I think we could all wrap our arms around Caleb Williams and say that he could end up being a top five quarterback in this league when it's all said and done.
If you feel like you're getting bored at any part of this long, grueling training camp, just remember some of the things we've already talked about. There's places to put your eyes that are going to be really compelling there.
Yeah.
Our fifth question, doors open on the left at Fullerton. our fifth stop on this questions we want answered train before training camp is non-football related. It's about the story that sort of dominated the offseason. It's about that stadium. It's about that stadium. You heard about this? Hey, you heard about the stadium? You heard about it? Yeah, you heard about the stadium?
You've been hearing about all that.
So here in February was kind of where our head was at on the stadium.
And I can't wait for the July 22nd episode when we go, where the hell are the shovels and where's the ground? which side of state lines is the ground, and what kind of shovels are they using?
Right? Let me add them.
Grody, we wanted shovels in the ground before we got to training camp. There are no shovels. There are no ground. We don't have answers. We don't have clarity. There is no special session scheduled. There is no movement in Indiana. There appears to be a familiar refrain to this song, which is Bears don't know where the next stadium is going to be.
I'll admit it. Now, I think I must have just been wish casting when I did. We had to make official predictions on the score, you know. Got to play sports talk radio. We got to fill 4 hours. So on Raheemy Harris at Grody, we all made our predictions. And I don't have the exact date. Mine was definitely late July. So pre-training camp, I thought there were going to be shovels in the ground, but obviously there are not. And for the record, I do believe my partner, Layla Raheemy, was maybe most right, because she said 2027 shovels will be in the ground. Hopefully it will be in the year 2026. We don't have an end game to report to you at this moment, but man, the whole thing has been laborious and agonizing.
No shovels, no ground. Our fifth question was, where will there be shovels in the ground? ground there or not. There are no shovels. There is no ground. It's hard to believe that we're here and we just don't have a whole lot of guarantees that there's going to be momentum building on this anytime soon. And so sit back, folks, buckle in and watch some football for a little while the politicians and the team leaders try to figure this whole saga out.
Dan, I got to ask you a question for training camp and just preparation that you personally go through. What is your sunscreen level? How do you prepare yourself for the day? Are you a hat guy on the daily? Is it all dry fit? Like, give us, because you've been doing this longer than I have. Are there any tips that you can give me, and what is your day to day?
I am not on the everyday hat train. Some days hats, some days not. Not really sure what factors into that decision, but I did just go out today and make some purchases. I'm glad you asked this question because the sunscreen thing is an important deal. You got to have it right there in your cubicle every morning, and you just leave it there because you don't want to have to remember it every single day. The Sunbum face stick, usually use a 50 on the old face, and then I've got some 30 and 50 spray. You know, one application before we go out. Now look, like, these days aren't like they used to be. Like, we're not out there for as long as I feel like the longest practice now that we're out in the sun is probably like 2:10. And really, in the ramp up phase, you're like, you're back inside in an hour and a half. You're like, that was nothing today. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and we're going to be early for the first stage of camp. I think we're out on the grass around 9, if not 8:30 every day. I haven't got the formal schedule yet, but it's going to be early. So that's kind of my sunscreen routine. I did buy a few more t-shirts. I've got this one Nike dry fit tee that I love and I can't ever find it again. And I'm like, I would love to have this in four colors. Probably should just get online. I'm still sort of one of these old school guys that goes into Dick's or Target or some of these other stores. And I'm like, why, where is it? And then most people just get on their phone and they say, hey, Amazon, send me this Nike dry fit tee. I should probably do that and just get like five of them in a rainbow of colors and be ready to roll out.
If you got to be comfortable with the fit though. You got to, I mean,
it's a good point.
Yeah. So you can't just willy nilly order stuff. You know what I mean?
No, but I do already have one, right? Like, so I should be comfortable with that fit. I just got to make sure it matches. So that's kind of the deal there. What's on your training camp radar, and what are you trying to, you know, get done from a personal level, dress code, sunscreen, meals we get fed out there a little bit.
I'm looking forward to the extra steps we get every day walking from the remote parking lot to Bears headquarters. Cause they put us down the block, which is I'm not complaining. It's fine. I enjoy the walking, and usually I find it always very interesting that who am I walking in with on a daily basis? Is it going to be a Mark Carmen? Am I going to run into him? Is it going to be a Courtney Cronin? Like, who's going to be? Is Cassie Carlson going to roll in at the same time? Who am I walking with from the remote parking lot to Hallis Hall? What would you say it's about from the remote parking lot to walking?
3 miles.
Oh, it's 3 miles. Okay, is that what it is? No, it's not 3 miles, is it?
No. Not even close. It's a good question. We should pace this off and figure out exactly how long it is when we get out there. Are you ever in those modes where, like, you pull in the morning and you're like, I'm not grumpy, but I just don't feel like talking to anybody.
Totally.
And so then you're walking up, and then sometimes they'll let one of the buses of fans from Hawthorne off, like, right there, and you're like, I hope none of these people talk to me right now because I'm not in the mood to talk to them, and I'm going to make a very bad, it's not on them, it's on me. It's like, I'm going to make a very bad first impression if they try to talk to me right now, because I'm a little bit grouchy and I just want to get settled.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, especially when I walk a lot in this city, you know, I'm going to be walking a little bit later on today. I just like to put the earbuds in.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Right. Listen to something, maybe put on a few tunes. So yeah, I kind of feel that same way. That's why I was talking about, who am I going to run into? Who do I not want to walk in with today?
Yeah. And then you go through all the little booths, right? Obviously, of the things that they've got set up for the spectators, and you're kind of
the fan experience.
Those. Yeah. The fan experience for sure. So, it'll be great. I mean, it'll be great. It is here. It has arrived very quickly. Again, I do miss some of the accoutrement. I don't know if that's the right way to use this word, but Bourbonnais, it used to be fun in the early stages to just get away, but this works as well. And we're here.
We are.
Even without answers, we made it to training camp.
Right. And hopefully Dan and I will begin to the process of accumulating those answers for you. We'll be all over it right here on Take the North, like we are. And I do believe that is going to do it for this episode. It is on, ladies and gentlemen. And so for Dan Wiederer of The Athletic and frequent score contributor as well. For our executive producer, Adam Studzinski, I am Mark Grody of 104.3 The Score, saying thank you so much for watching and listening to the mighty Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.